While French journalists may be expressing optimism, a close watcher of European politics says the Paris attacks have exposed the fragility of democracy, not just in France, but throughout Europe. Professor John Keane is the author of several books on democracy. He was in Paris just before the attacks, and he spoke to me earlier. There are reports today that some French school children in outer suburbs of Paris refused to observe the National Minute silence for those killed in the Charlie Hebdo attack. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's not clear who they are exactly, but French opinion is divided. If you read most mainstream media, it gives you the impression that François Hollande speaks for the whole of the French nation. But in fact, there are disgruntled French, disgruntled with the state of Europe, disgruntled with unemployment. And among them are many young Muslims where life is pretty miserable. And I'm not surprised, therefore, that there has been this refusal to observe the moment of silence.
You were in Paris the day before the attack, and you say that you were also not surprised by the actual attack. Why?
Because it's part of a much bigger pattern throughout Europe. From my point of view, the reason why I wasn't surprised is because there's a lot of unfinished business in French politics and in European politics more generally to do with the treatment of a very large Muslim community. There are more than 20 million Muslims who live as citizens or half-citizens or non-citizens in the European Union. A good number of them feel that it's time for a new deal with Muslims, but that is not happening. And in fact, what we're seeing is a kind of backlash developing, and even a popular backlash, a populist backlash.
Yet the Je suis Charlie rallies, extraordinary numbers attending them, and these rallies were attended by Muslims as well. Do they not show the strength of French determination not to be cowed by extremism and indeed a sense of French unity?
I think the Je suis Charlie rallies have two heads, if I can put it like that. One is entirely positive. It's a sign that there's great affection for civil society, great affection for non-violence and for toleration and for freedom of expression. The other head, that there are more than a few supporters of Charlie Hebdo who haven't seen the cartoons are actually an insult to many millions of Muslims and a deep insult. In other words, the strong feeling among many Muslims of Europe that they're second-class citizens. So they look on Charlie Hebdo as a very ambiguous phenomenon.
You say that the Paris attacks are a black swan moment for democracy. What do you mean by that?
What we're seeing is a continuation but a big jump in two trends. One trend is militia politics, symbolized by men in black balaclavas with Kalashnikovs, very calm, very cold-blooded, doing on the streets of Paris what regularly happens in the streets, the crumbled streets of Syria and Iraq. So there's a form of terrorism, which is a new form of terrorism, which is now coming home. The other side of the coin is the war on terror, which is, I think, the flip side of this militia politics. So what we're seeing is a kind of militarization of politics. Dawn raids, helicopters overhead, gun battles in the streets are all bad for democracy. The history of democracy shows that. And this is the sense in which it's a black swan moment. It's a moment where it's possible to see that democracies are dying. The most controversial thing, I think, to say is that the politics of these gunmen responsible for the murder, the massacre at Charlie Hebdo, are, in fact, the flip side of that trend. And their strategy is not irrational. Their strategy is nothing to do with, you know, hatred of freedom of speech. What they intend by this act, which is a global media event, is that they want to polarize. They want to show that democracy never worked in Iraq, that it's a synonym for B-1 bombers. And that's a very perverse phenomenon, and that's why I call it a black swan moment. It's a moment where you begin to see something in a very different way.
You actually said democracies are dying. I mean, is democracy really under threat in Europe?
It sounds exaggerated. But in fact, think about it. When key decisions to spend billions to bail out banks like the Royal Bank of Scotland, or when billions are drained from whole economies, causing unemployment and causing cutbacks in public services and so on, when decisions like that are made by a few, then I'm not sure you can say that democracy is in good, rude health.
Frightening. Professor Keane, thanks so much for joining us.
Very glad to join you. Bye.
That's Professor John Keane from Sydney University, whose latest book is called Democracy and Media Decadence. And you can hear the full interview with him on our website.